you know, Helen would come to me and say, okay, well, we like this sound, but we don't want to use it, you know, we want it manipulated in a way or this way or that way. And so she would give it to me, and I would do four or five renderings of manipulations for her, and she would pick the one she liked the best, and then we would develop that into a dance piece. I mean, that's how that worked. Like when we did the fluorescent tubes, you know, Johnny Neon came in with the tubes. I came in with a concept the tubes, and I came in with a concept of making the tubes the cubes, and then Helen came in with the idea of dancing to the edge of the cubes, and so she did this whole cube dance, you know, at the gallery, and that's how it started. I mean, everyone almost equaled us in a sense, coming in and saying, try this, try that. And then they would respond and go, well, I can only do this with that, but if we do that one, I can actually expand the okay, then we'll go in that direction. And we chose to create together that way. And that's where you create together. That's where I think you create together. You know, otherwise, it's not really a collaboration. It's, you know, one guy doing the sound, one guy doing the visuals. And so we leave our egos at the door kind of thing. Whether it was drug, sex, and rock and roll that allowed us to park at the door, or it was just the era of the 60s, 70s, you know, opening up. I don't know. We were, instead of pre-programmed, we were reactive. Do something, I react to it.